It's here and now, and it's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Today we've got a college DJ, Taylor Jones, a.k.a. DJ Tesla. He hosts the show Pop Rocks and Coke on KWVA. That's University of Oregon Campus Radio in Eugene. Taylor, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, describe the kind of music that you play on your show.
Well, it kind of revolves around garage rock, punk, psychedelic stuff. You know, I usually start out with a couple songs in mind and then just kind of see where it goes in the hour.
Well, let's take a listen to one song so people can get an idea of what we're talking about here. This is the Memphis punk group X-Cult. The song is Young Trash. What's up, Mary? Now, Taylor, this music might not be for everybody, but tell us about what this is and why you like it.
I mean, exactly for what you just said, it's not for everybody. Mm. I love that they just kind of, they embrace their trash and their edginess. You know, they're not trying to create that music to sell to, like, a commercial audience or anything. They're just doing it because, you know, they love to make it, and sounds good to them, so that's all it needs to be.
Well, an X-Cult, by the way, has performed at South by Southwest. The music website Pitchfork says their music is full of Mid-South grit.
Yeah, they got a, definitely in the South, there's a lot of really cool garage rock, punk stuff coming out, and a lot of that is influenced by, you know, the older soul in the South. You can hear too, X-Cult, they got a really cool kind of like psychedelic element to their punk as well. I hear it in mostly like the female vocalist. When she comes in, it's kind of like she took the B-52s and made them like 100 times more like edgy and trashy and more punk.
Well, let's take a listen to another song. This is also from X-Cult. It's called MPD. Well, it's funny you talk about the South and having a garage band influence because, of course, many of us think of the home of garage band music as your own neck of the woods, the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, definitely a lot of garage and punk coming out of here, especially, like, I mean, late 80s, in the 90s, ton of grunge, you know, like Nirvana, of course, being like the forerunner of that movement.
Well, let's get to another song that you have brought us. This is from the Tennessee group Bass Drum of Death. The song is GB City. What should we know about GB City and Bass Drum of Death?
Bass Drum of Death is another really cool band from the South. They're from Oxford, Mississippi. And I think a good transition out of X-Cult, because definitely still have that punk vibe going on, and they're just doing whatever they want to do. But it's also a bit more lighthearted than X-Cult. You know, it's more upbeat, more melodic. So it could, that's, I think Bass Drum of Death is probably more accessible to a larger audience, but they still, you know, are very genuine and stick to their musical integrity.
Although a lot of people might just hear a lot of noise.
That's true. I mean, everybody's kind of got their own opinion, and it's not for everybody, but it's definitely for me.
We're speaking with college DJ Taylor Jones, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Taylor, I know on your show Pop Rocks and Coke, you also play some softer music. You call it glam. Let's listen to an example. This is Idol by Smith Westerns. Always looked up to you for kind of an 80s vibe to that, Taylor.
Most definitely. Yeah, as you said, you know, I'll play that on my radio show as well. Probably not in the same hour, you know. That'd be a different day.
Some people might decide to turn off the radio when they hear that.
Yeah, that's pretty drastic change. But they're this super cool group from Chicago. And when I listen to them, I just think about, you know, real, like, nice, clean cityscapes.
Now, before we let you go, I want to mention that you grew up in Monterey, California. You were tuning into the college radio station there, which is KZSC out of Santa Cruz. What made you want to be a DJ when you were in college?
Yeah, mostly just listening to KZSC as a kid. All throughout like high school, I would just tune into KZSC because they were always playing, you know, the cool alternative music that nobody else on the radio was playing. Because college radio, you have the freedom to, you know, pick and choose what you want to play. You don't have to, you know, cater to any kind of commercial audience. So, yeah, so just when I came to college, I mean, before I even got here to Eugene, I knew that, you know, I was going to be a DJ. And I've been doing that since September 2012.
Okay, well, I think we have time for one more piece of music here. This is another example of glam. This is Rebirth by the group Yuck. Taylor, I hear you're a PR major. What are you going to do when you get out of college?
I haven't set in stone a plan yet, but yeah, majoring in PR. I'm getting a minor in arts management, so I'm definitely trying to focus a career in the music industry. Primarily, I would love to be in, you know, the live concert setting, you know, maybe even talent agencies booking tours for really awesome bands.
Well, best of luck to you, and thanks so much for coming on Here and Now and sharing some of your music.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Here and Now, for having me.
Taylor is also known as DJ Tesla. He hosts the show Pop Rocks and Coke on KWVA University of Oregon Campus Radio in Eugene. You can see a full list of his music picks at hereandnow.org.
Really love him. We have a quick correction, Jeremy. Yesterday, we reported on the ongoing water crisis in Charleston, West Virginia, but on our website, we incorrectly called it Charlestown. Turns out there is a Charlestown, West Virginia, and listener Brenda Watt tells us it's having tourist problems because people are confusing the two, so we just wanted to set the record straight. Charleston's got the water problems. Charlestown, no problem. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.